This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Comedian and Birmingham native Roy Wood Jr. is finishing up 2015 in a place he perhaps didn't expect. This fall, Wood joined The Daily Show on Comedy Central as a correspondent. It's his most high-profile role yet and one that blends his passion for journalism and entertainment. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart spoke with Wood about his climb and what it takes to get the big breaks.
It just boils down to convincing yourself that you can do it and then doing everything possible to do it. You have to be willing to sacrifice because there will be sacrifice.
So you got to believe in yourself and believe in your dream. That's what you're saying.
But belief ain't enough. You got to show effort. I can sit on the couch and say I want to be the best comedian in the world, but at the end of the day, I had to get in my car and drive from comedy club to comedy club all over the South for 10 years just to prove that, and then do it for another 7 years in Los Angeles. It ain't enough just to say, ooh, I want to be on The Daily Show, and I want to crack jokes.
How did this opportunity for The Daily Show come about? Did they find you or you found them?
They found me. They reached out. You know, my name was thrown around in the grapevine from a couple of sources, and you know, if you continue to do good work, eventually somebody will notice, and they did. And so I got called into town for an audition. Next thing you know, boom, I was on the daggone show.
Jordan Klepper and Roy Wood Jr. filed this report.
Over the past year, cops have faced increasing scrutiny based on their actions against minorities. To get to the bottom of this, The Daily Show sent not one,
but two correspondents to go deep.
So we decided to sit down with some cops to see why they're
racist
under attack.
And it happened pretty fast, you know. I got the call to audition, and probably a week later, I got the call that I'd gotten the part, and I had 9 days to move everything that I owned from Los Angeles to New York City.
How does your journalism background fit into what you're doing now with The Daily Show?
Well, you know, The Daily Show in and of itself is a satire of television news. For me, I think I've been very, very, very lucky to have a career up until this point where pretty much everything that I've done on some level prepared me for what I'm doing today on The Daily Show, from the acting to the stand-up, even with the prank phone calls that I used to do in Birmingham for 95.7. There's an element of improv to that that's no different than interviewing someone.
What things could we take away from white people that would make them spring to action to help the movement?
I think you could take away a lot of things that white people love, like, you know, American apparel, maybe some pumpkin spice lattes or something like
take
that.
Take those pumpkin spice. Okay, you know what, can you just write that down on the sign? Just write it down.
When you look back on your days of attending school in Birmingham, what would you say was the impact of that experience on who we know today as Roy Wood Jr.?
I think for me, ultimately, it was about sports. Sports is kind of where I came out of my shell. The baseball field was probably the only time I showed any remote semblance of being funny or being comedic.
What position did you play in on the baseball team there at Ramsey?
Oh, I was a first baseman, and then I played left bench most of the time. Sometimes I just played the bench, but sometimes coach would put me in the game.
And you weren't saying, like, put me in, coach, let me go, let me go.
Oh, no, he was very justified. If you'd have seen me play, you too would have put me on left bench.
I looked at a piece on Governor Bentley and his decision regarding the Syrians.
Alabama takes hospitality seriously. When strangers come to our state, they should expect a warm slice of cornbread, a glass of sweet tea to dip it in, and most importantly, a heaping helping of racism.
Tell me a little bit about that. How did that particular piece come about?
Most everything at The Daily Show is collaboration. You know, one person might have pitched, and then another person contributes an element. Someone else adds a joke, or, you know, we kind of have a meeting as a group, me and a couple of the writers, and we decide on an actual angle of attack. You know, where that piece is concerned, it's no different. You know, everyone knows that it's ridiculous that all of these governors were coming out and talking crazy about Syrian refugees. And the moment we realized that one of them was from Alabama, well, hey, I'm from Alabama, so what better person on the staff to address the issue than Roy? You pair off with a couple of writers, and together you guys put together something that hopefully, you know, lambasts the governor just a tad.
Your dad was one of the most serious journalists, and your family is so much tied to news. What has been their response to your takes on satire and comedy?
Most of my family is proud. They're happy. They're happier than when I was doing prank phone calls, that's for dang sure. I don't think everyone loved me just sitting on the phone cussing out people. But, you know, entertainment's entertainment. You know, and I think my father himself would have been very proud. It's weird in a way because I never really thought I was following in my family's footsteps. When I was getting ready to graduate from college, the only thing I wanted to do was just get on ESPN. As I started continuing with my comedy, it slowly became more and more socially aware. But once I got to that point, I just looked up one day and I was like, oh my God, I'm just a goofy version of my dad.
Comedian and Birmingham native Roy Wood Jr. speaking with WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart. Wood joined The Daily Show on Comedy Central as a correspondent this fall.